Tennessee lawmakers have been going back and forth this year on a bill restricting abortions after 20 weeks. All that came to a head on Wednesday on the floor of the State House of Representatives. The House approved the measure after a heated final debate over whether it places too many restrictions on women. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The 20-week abortion measure is on its way to Governor Bill Haslam's desk. Nashville Democrat Sherry Jones called it the latest example of the Tennessee legislature being out of step with the needs of women.
What you need to do is punish men who can't keep their zippers up and can't keep their pants on. And you guys go ahead and laugh about it, but nothing ever happens to you when there's a pregnancy. Nothing.
The zingers aside, the measure would place Tennessee alongside states with the toughest abortion limits in the nation. It requires women to undergo additional testing if their doctors believe a fetus is past 20 weeks. If it's determined to be viable, an abortion could be performed only to protect the mother's life. Democrats tried to add exceptions for rape and incest, but those were voted down. Jonesboro Republican Matthew Hill, the measure's sponsor, says there's no good reason to abort a pregnancy that far along.
How anyone can advocate for the taking of that life after science and medicine has deemed it to be able to survive as an individual human being is beyond me.
But the measure is unlikely to stop many abortions. Very few actually happen past 20 weeks. Those that do usually are for medical reasons. And no one in Tennessee provides abortions that late. So the practical effect of the legislation could turn out to be a court battle. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.